Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, may I have your company name, please?
I work for a third-party call center, so I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then connect me with one that had a, it was a special on KitchenAid mixers. Online, it was on April 15th. It said there was an extra sale on KitchenAid mixers. They had an overstock of something from Walmart. It was online. I know it was stupid, but I went back and I'm thinking, okay, this mixer never made it to my home. I want my money back. And this is the number that my bank is giving me to where my money went to.
Happy to search for you. What's your name and zip code used?
My name is Kim. Last name is Rew, R-E-W. Zip code is 54952.
I believe I found you just for security purposes. Can you also confirm a matching street address used?
Lakeview Lane.
I'm sorry, I don't think I caught the whole thing. What's the number?
1459 Lakeview Lane, Menasha, Wisconsin.
Thank you. So this has brought up where you completed an online customer support survey and you completed a sweepstakes entry. It was a chance to enter and win the mixer, which led to our Bites Hub meal planning application being charged to $59.89 to provide the monthly enrollment for the contest. And share recipe guides to cut out sugar and carb cravings. It's not that you were paying to have the mixer shipped out to you. It is a sweepstakes where it's a contest. You said that your financial institution had provided you our phone number. Is that correct?
I had to pay to get in a sweepstakes?
That's the information that was provided on the sweepstakes enrollment. Yes, ma'am. Sorry if it was overlooked. You said that your financial institution had provided our phone number?
Yes.
Had you discussed the billing with them?
Not yet, but I will be. Okay. Because I want my money back. Because the ad was misleading. It said for $2, you would get this mixer. And the whole advertising of it, people's comments and posts saying, oh, yeah, they got theirs. It was wonderful on this and that. And so it's like, okay, for $2, I'll get in on that. And then it immediately took 59 and the change off, not the $2. So it's quite misleading, and I would like my money back.
Happy to reach out and see what further we can do to help out. Allow me just a moment. I'm waiting on a response currently from my supervisor.
Thank you.
Appreciate your patience. My supervisor advised as a one-time courtesy will force through a full refund on the misunderstanding. You should have that back within about 3 to 5 business days into your billed bank account. And I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
Can you text it to me, please?
I don't have that ability. I can provide it verbally when you're ready.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me grab something to write with. Okay, go ahead.
That number is C as in Charlie, 920-575-083.
That was C as in Charlie, 920-575-083?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much. And if I don't see that back in my bank account within the next 5 business days, I'll be giving you a call back. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.